Thank you for calling customer service. This is Shar. How may I help you?
What's your name?
Shar.
Shar?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I have, and they all have different numbers on my credit card, but I'm sure they're all tied in with you. Top consumer marketing place. Actually, I have a total of 5 items.
Okay, can I get your zip code, please?
69356.
And your first and last name again, please.
James Wilder.
All right, yes, sir. So I do see you right here, but just for security purposes, can you verify your shipping address for me, please?
P.O. Box 362, Minotaur, Minotare, Nebraska.
Yes, sir. Your shipping address, can you verify your shipping address?
Well, I think I received those at the post office, so that's my shipping address. But my physical address, which I don't get any mail there because we don't have a postman that walks around and gives us mail. But it is 805 Avenue B, Minotaur, Nebraska.
Okay, so it shows here on April 25th, you had did our smartwatch with our earbuds. How is that product working for you?
How what?
Our smartwatch and our earbuds.
Okay, I want to tell you what happened. I made an order to Amazon. Somehow you guys are tied in with Amazon. So I make this order, and then this pops up free. You know, and I end up, I usually don't want free stuff, but I don't know why, but I got it. And then it says, oh, no, but there's $5.95 shipping and handling. And then there was a warranty deal, too.
All right, yes,
and
sir. So what it was?
So what I did was, I didn't know who to call, so I called Amazon customer service, and they said they'd make sure that it came off.
Yes, sir. So what it was actually a 14-day trial. So we let you try this product out for just the shipping cost for 14 days. And it did state on that website that you had to call to cancel. But when you didn't call to cancel or to return the product, we did bill you the full amount for each product, which is the watch and headphones was $59.95 each. But that is a watch card.
I'm going to tell you what. You need to send me a slip so I can send that back to you. Because
yes, sir,
I do not want it.
We can't send a
slip. I did not want it. I will get it taken off my credit card. Believe me, I'll get it taken off. I want it taken off.
Yes, sir. So what I could do for you, I can do a 35% refund.
No. I want 100% refund, and it will get taken off because I'm just about ready to call my credit card company. Believe me, they will have a word with you.
If I did a 50% refund, would that be
better for you? No, 100%. I want 100%.
Okay, give me 1 second, so let me try to process that.
You send me an envelope, I'll send you that stuff back.
Okay, so I did do a refund of the full amount of $59.95 and $59.95. You should see that back in your bank account within 3 to 5 business days.
And what about that $5.95 and $14.95?
No, I can do the $14.95, but I can't do the shipping costs. I can't refund you that. That product did get shipped.
Okay, you're not getting the product back then. So I'm getting a refund of and like $32 or $134 something.
It'd be like, no,
$134.85 is what it should be. $134.85.
Yes, sir. Give me 1 second.
And I want an email on that. Hello?
Yes, sir. Give me 1 second. You asking me to do stuff, so I'm doing it. So that's what I'm doing.
Okay.
Okay, so you should be getting receiving an email within 24 to 48 hours, and these charges should be back in your bank account within 3 to 5 business days.
And it'll say on that email $134.85.
It's going to be 3 separate emails for 3 separate charges.
Okay, so there's going to be 2 of them that say $59.95 and one that says $14.95.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, I appreciate your help.
No problem, and thank you so much for calling customer service, and you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, bye.
Bye.